This is the driver's seat for Kubota. For over 40 years, we've been making tomorrow matter, shaping and building Australia together.
It is the driver's seat, and we do it thanks to Kubota. Together, we are shaping and building Australia. Now, the Tasmania Super Sprint is this weekend, and it's not a Dick Johnson Racing or Triple Eight car that's got the orange numbers on the door heading into the round. It'll be on the door of our guest. He's our feature interview, thanks to Ryco Filters. Ask your mechanic for Ryco Filters, the professional's choice.
Boston is slowing. No way from the lead of this race.
Copy,
the
buddy,
car
copy.
Is slowing.
Yeah, this is just dealer time.
Was it a tyre puncture, maybe?
Maybe it was flailing, was it?
Yeah, maybe it was a bit delaminated or something, and he just had to slow right up.
Oh,
we've got a safety car.
Scrambles.
There's a safety car. Oh, there's an echidna on the edge of the racetrack. So the safety car's been deployed for the second time for an echidna, of all things, and the poor little thing. We've seen kangaroos, we've seen horses, we've seen trees, we've seen water, we've seen bits of cars scattered from one end of the place to the other. We've never seen an echidna.
We have never seen an echidna. This place is just mad, isn't it?
Chas Mostert, for the second time in his career, he lines it up out of the direction change, into Murray's corner now for the final time. Second gear, lines it up. The 2021 Repco Bathurst 1000 winner is Chas Mostert.
Yeah, boy.
Chas Mostert, Lee Holdsworth, his first ever victory at Mount Panorama.
Now, I'll tell you what, the only thing faster than car 25 at Mount Panorama last year was probably Optus's 5G coverage across Australia. But this bloke is someone that's continued that terrific run of form. So please welcome back to the driver's seat, the one and only Chas Mostert.
How are you going?
Going well, Chas. Going well. Thanks for taking a bit of time to have a chat here on the show, mate. Now, we didn't actually get a chance to talk to you after you won Bathurst with Lee Holdsworth last year. So first off, congratulations. And how did that one compare to your first win back in 2014?
Yeah, thanks for that. But I mean, first of all, just how's that intro, hey? It gives you goosebumps every time. And obviously after Bathurst, the end of last year, you know, me and Lee, we just disappeared off the radar and went and soaked in and enjoyed the results. But yeah, reflecting on the end of last year, you know, that car was amazing. That team was amazing. And, you know, I had a pretty amazing co-driver as well. So, yeah, just amazing to... You know, I kind of forgot how to win that race since 2014. It's been a lot of years. And you start to question if it'll ever happen again. But, you know, once you put all the right ingredients together, you have a bit of luck go your way too. Would you need plenty of that to go around Bathurst? You know, just it was just amazing. Amazing finish off the last year and obviously amazing to win that race. And, yeah, I'll remember that one for all the way till my grave.
So, look, you're in this game to win championships as well. And ticking off Bathurst was pretty nice, and to do it twice is even more stellar. But right now, you're at the top of the food chain. And do you feel any pressure going into Tassie? I mean, you're the guy with the orange numbers on the window. And for a long time, it's been either a Shell car or a Red Bull car with the lead. So going into Tassie and seeing those bright orange numbers, do you feel like, this is a bit different?
I mean, obviously, yeah, it's pretty amazing for me. First time in my career to get some orange numbers. I'll be leading the championship, but like, there's no pressure because we're still we just got out of round one. There's a long year to go. Anything can happen. All I'm really focused on is the short-term stuff. Is keep trying to make the car go faster. Keep pushing the crew and no doubt keep pushing myself as well. So yeah, we're just gonna keep a level head and just keep chipping away. And you know, the days you come away from a supercar race where you got a couple of trophies and you have showed you some good car speed, you know, that it's such an enjoyable weekend. Unfortunately, generally, each race, there's only three people that are reasonably happy with their result, and the rest are all about what could have been. But through my career, I've had a lot of what could have been. So I'm just happy to start the season on a high. You know, obviously, weather at SMP was up and down. I don't think we actually technically really had a fully dry track. There was always a little river of water running somewhere that we used for car balance or turning. But it was just amazing to actually be able to race through those conditions this time and put a show on. And, you know, like my mate Gizzy said, we hope that's the last time we have to go to SMP for the year, because after the four we had there last year, we've been there a lot of times. So, yeah, just excited to go to Tassie. Pretty happy hunting ground for us. We got a win, my first win for the team there last year. But no doubt, you know, cars have changed a lot and the competition will be stiffer and stiffer. So we'll just have to see how we go.
We spoke to Shane a couple of weeks back, and when he found out that, like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, back at SMP, it is what it is. But when you saw that Newcastle had been pushed back, and it's like, oh, great, Eastern Creek, or you're like, hey, look, we had some good pace there the back end of last year. Let's get cracking.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, SMP was still a big kick in the shins at the end of last year. You know, we spent 4 weeks there. We learned a lot, and we tried a lot of different things because at that point for us, our championship run was over. We were gearing up at Bathurst, and we wanted to learn a lot of stuff. So we did that. I still think we it's still a little bit of a bogey track for us. We weren't really completely happy with our balance on the weekend, but, you know, it was a lot better than what it has been. So we were able to fight for those positions. But still think, you know, around there, the Shell cars and the TA cars were, you know, those front couple of guys, they were the guys that beat. But a bit of strategy, a bit of rain, all that kind of stuff, it played in our favour. But, yeah, just excited to hopefully go to different tracks and remember how to drive Tassie again. And it's, yeah, it's just good. That's what's so good about our championship is when we go to different tracks and different places, you see different teams excel at different places. It makes it really challenging. And that's what's so awesome about our championship.
Well, Simmons was, as you mentioned, it was a pretty happy hunting ground for you, man. You got your first win with WAU. And now, you know, it is happy hunting ground. So did you and Adam just sort of sit down and go, oh, yeah, let's stick with what worked with last year? I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Or do you sort of think, maybe there's a couple of things we can sort of fine-tune just to make sure that that gap that we've been... Because you have been winning races with remarkable distances between you and P2. So do you tweak what's already working, or do you just sort of go, I think we're onto something here?
I think that's a little bit of a championship thing. You know, most people that win these days, there's a bigger gap than probably what they used to be. I mean, the tyres are very sensitive. These cars are sensitive how they use their tyres. And generally the guy out front's probably got a bit more of an advantage than the guys tucked in behind. So, oh, look, I don't know. Tassie could be different. Who knows if they've just had drift cars going around there for the last 12 months? No one really knows. No one knows what grip's been put down. But I feel like you've got to keep building on a base of a car too. And you've got to start there, and then you've got to kind of to work out what you're trying to chase from there. But I'll let the engineers decide with that stuff. But well, hopefully they'll, you know, like I said, they got some good data from last year. You know, the car definitely since Bathurst has, you know, it's been up the pointy end. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it too much. But we'll definitely keep trying to chase a little bit more.
So no matter where you go around the country, you're always going to see people wearing like old school HRT shirts and things like that. And it has been a pretty few lean years at Clayton. And when you joined the team at the start of 2020, I'm pretty sure a lot of those Holden fans sort of stood up a little bit in their chairs and went, hang on a second, maybe this could be the rebirth of Walk and Troy and Jetty United, and we can go into that new direction and take a few swings at your DJRs and your Triple Eights. And do you sort of feel that now, especially with this wave of momentum after Bathurst, after, you know, getting the championship lead after SMP and just consistently being up the front and getting podiums, that this could be, you know, I don't want to jinx or anything, but this could be the year that not only do you get some personal glory, but some team's glory.
Look, yes, a lot to read into there. But, you know, first of all, the fans for our team is, you know, we talk about it, the HRT golden era. You know, there's one of the strongest runs in supercar history other than probably T8 over the years. It's, you know, you never forget that DNA of your team, but we've also got to be level-headed of our team too, that we are a new team, you know, obviously having Michael and Zach's influence in the team with the three owners now. And it's a different era, you know, of supercars compared to where we are. So it's not like to forget your heritage, but it's also look forward to making a new heritage and moving forward. But our team is so lucky and so grateful to have the amazing fan support that we do have. And like I said, there was a few years there, it was a little bit tougher results, but you definitely see, you know, it's probably like footy, you know, fans will back their team till the death. And it's just so good to be able to get some good results and reward the fans for sticking with the team through some tough years. But, yeah, I'm just looking forward to going more forward, keep trying to build momentum. And, yeah, we're just happy building the team that we have. But it's a credit to the team. They had all the right ingredients there to be able to go win races. Just got to try and piece it all together and keep moving forward and build some consistency. And yeah, for us, like obviously our last two races with Bathurst and SMP have been pretty good for us. But we just need to keep building and to get on top of those other couple of teams that have had the last 5 or 6 years, you know, successful campaigns. It's hard to get on top of those guys because they're full of confidence and they're full of belief in what results they're able to achieve. So, you know, our team is building that because we know that we can, you know, when we get these results like we did on the weekend, that, yep, it's not a fluke. We are genuinely learning our car and genuinely piecing it together. So, I'm just happy to be part of this team and be part of it.
Well, you've been certainly delivering there. And before I let you go, Chaz, I mean, you've got now Nick Percat, you know, as your teammate now, and not having a dig at Bryce by any means, but like obviously Nick has got a lot more experience, and you guys can have two big swings at the team's championship now. But did you find when you were with Bryce, because I know the relationship that you two had, because he often talks about how much you mentored him and how it's always good to have sort of that kind of elder statesman, and I'm sorry to make you feel old here, mate, to have that sort of elder statesman in the team. But now having Nick alongside with you, having a more experienced teammate, is it a bit more of a bigger benefit that you can share data and things like that?
It is for us, and the really, like, you know, Bryce, fantastic driver. Nick's a fantastic driver. I feel a little bit sorry for Bryce because, you know, we both come into the team at the same time. There was definitely work that needed to be done, and he helped so much in the last two years building to where we got to end of Bathurst. And, you know, but for our team to take the next level, we still need to keep making the car better and still push the team further. And, you know, bringing Nick on board with his experience, and he's been in the category just as long as I have, and he's seen a completely different end of teams that I have. We, you know, the ingredients, bringing it together and putting our best minds forward can only help take the team to the next level. So I see that really quickly already with Nick, what he's been able to bring from previous teams to the test day. His ability to drive, you know, he's 100% confident in his ability, and you can see that through the data. And tell you what, he keeps me really, really honest and pushing myself as well, and there's always something I can learn from him. So I'm really happy with the team dynamic after round one, and I really feel bad for Nick because he, obviously Sunday was a bit of a rough result for him, and he deserved much better. But yeah, it's just the way this game goes sometimes. Sometimes it kicks you in the shin, but at least he seems positive about the car speed, and no doubt we're going to be both pushing up towards the front and try and keep getting these awesome results that we're starting to get a little bit more accustomed to. So hopefully don't jinx it, and hopefully we can keep chasing it.
It's sort of given the championship a real rebirth there, mate. But look, you've been incredibly generous with your time, mate, and I wish you all the best for Tassie, and I look forward to see what different hairstyle you've got at a meet and greet and a signing session.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, the hair's looking a little bit average at the moment. I've got a bit of two-tone going on, but thanks for having me on.
Chaz Mostert was our feature interview. Thanks to Ryko Filters. Ask a mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice. You're listening to The Driver's Seat. Thanks to Kubota. Together, we're shaping and building Australia.